And Philip Semple, PLX, these are in care today's date is 03/21/2022. Dictation is for Pablo Gandara. Gandara spells G-A-N-D-A-R-A. Pablo spells P-A-B-L-O. Date of birth is 04/28/1963. 58-year-old gentleman here for pain on his right great toe, period. He said this has been going on for approximately 6 days. He indicated that approximately 6 days ago, a metal door frame fell on his toe and stated that the pain was not too bad at first, but now he's getting more painful. Said pain is 8 out of 10, increased with touch. Stated he came in because the toe is getting discolored in terms of redness and swelling and increased pain. Described pain as pulsating, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is non-insulin dependent diabetes. Past surgical history. Is none. Back to past medical history, diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies, sulfur. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes. Next paragraph, medication, insulin, simvastatin, and lisinopril, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 149 over 86. Pulse 92. Respiration 16. Period. Next paragraph. Right great toe. There's localized edema and erythema. There's tenderness to palpation. Nail appears non-viable, but is not a bulge. There's a large ecchymotic discoloration of the distal surface of his toe. Sensation is normal. Range of motion reduced, secondary to pain. Cap refill is less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No paradoxical motion. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Undistended. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Except right great toe. Full range of motion. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with right antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neural alert or 2x3 cranial nerves through 10 is grossly normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is tough fracture, right great toe. Number two is localized cellulitis. Number three is aberration. Period. Next paragraph. Is X-ray was done in the clinic today. X-ray revealed tough fracture or distal fracture of the distal phalanx. Mildly displaced, period. Next paragraph. Patient was, digits were buddy taped, and he was placed in a post-op shoe. Next paragraph. He was referred to a podiatrist, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was discharged with the following medication. 1. Keflax, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Mobix, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. I emphasized the patient the importance of following up with the specialist for further intervention and treatment options. He said he understands and will comply. End of the patient.